cognitive behavioural principles for the patients of parasuicidal behaviour, women with borderline personality disorder, BPD. Marsha defines parasuicidal behaviour as any intentional, self-harming behaviour with or without suicidal aim, including suicidal attempt and self-damaging behaviours. BPD is a chronic disorder that includes signs such as identity disturbance, unstable relationships, feelings of emptiness, stress, or self-mutilating behaviours. Dialectical behaviour therapy is strongly effective at helping people and assisting people in managing profuse emotions. It is supported by research that dialectical behaviour therapy makes a person strong at coping distress without losing self-control or behaving in a rubbish manner. Many people are suffering from overwhelming emotions generation by generation. It feels like a button is turned to full volume on much of how they feel. When they get annoyed, dizzy, or frightened, it showcases like a strong wave that may sweep them off their feet. A fair amount of research advocates that the probability of developing overwhelming emotions may be hardwired from birth, but it can also arise due to childhood neglect. A deeply disturbing or distressing experience during our development can make us vulnerable to depressing emotions. It's a fact that profuse emotions are often deep-rooted in our genetics. But that doesn't mean that it's incurable or impossible to treat. This book will address how to control personality disorders, which very possibly may be beneficial to you. In this book, we will go through what is dialectical behaviour therapy, DBT, how it works, history of DBT, DBT for substance abusers, personality disorders, and taking control of personality disorders, and much more which will be very beneficial at changing, altering, or betterment of your life. Overview of DBT. Dialectical behaviour therapy has its roots glued with cognition-based therapies. Its primary focus is to instill positive thoughts in a person's mind, to live the moment, and defend himself or herself against depression, anxiety with strength, strategies to alter severe emotions, which are causing problems in a person's life, and effective interpersonal communication. Brief history. DBT was introduced in the 1980s by Dr. Marsha Linehan and colleagues. They introduced different techniques and treatments to cope with and manage negative thinking patterns as well. DBT is a derivation from a philosophical process called dialectics. The word dialectics refers to the combination of two opposites. The core goal of DBT is to create a dynamic that promotes two opposed goals for individuals that are accept and change. It is a state where two persons have different points of view without a specific subject, but they try to reach the truth through reasoned and logical arguments. This conceptual framework evolved when a dilemma arose while developing the effective treatment of suicide patients. Dialectics makes three assumptions. Change is inevitable. Everything is interconnected. Two different thoughts can be channeled in line to get to a closer approximation of the truth. Validation was also offered by Linehan, which emphasizes that patients must listen with real care and concern. This verbal and non-verbal support gets maximum engagement from the patient, which helps in diagnosis.